The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In today's daf has an extensive discussion about the mitzvah of achnasas orachim, the mitzvah of having guests and inviting them and taking care of them. And the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Yochanan, gedoyle achnasas orachim ki hashkom es beis hamikdash. Achnas, the mitzvah of bringing in guests, is as big, is equal to the mitzvah of learning in the beis medrash. Diktanim mitnei orachim im nei b'tzav beis hamedrash, because our Mishnah puts the two together. The Mishnah says you could either move grain for the purpose of the making room for guests, or for the purpose of setting up a beis medrash. Says it's even greater than sitting and learning in beis medrash. Because the Mishnah puts the purpose of guests, of bringing in guests, before the purpose of bittul beis hamedrash. The Maimer Hamusker, the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, understands that the halacha is like this second man, the Amar, that it's greater than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, that bringing in guests is even more important than going to the Beis Medrash and learning. And he says that therefore if somebody was on his way going to Beis Medrash, he bumped into guests that need a place where to stay, it's better that he should go and get involved with the mitzvah of Achnasas Orachim than continue on his way and going to the Beis Medrash. Of course, if there's other people, mitzvah shefshi li'otzai de'acher, we have a klal that applies to all mitzvahs that fall in contradiction, so to say. If he has a choice of either doing a mitzvah or learning, so if the other mitzvah is able to be done through others, so then the mitzvah of learning Torah comes before. If the mitzvah cannot be done through others, so then it depends if the mitzvah is a mitzvah, if the mitzvah is a passing mitzvah that is going away, that he'll lose the mitzvah. But here, even if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah that he'll lose, but says the Chofetz Chaim, since the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Achnasas Orachim is greater than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, so this mitzvah will take precedence. That's a Maimer Muskar. The Gemara continues, Omer Yehuda Amar Rav, if Yehuda says in the name of Rav, G'doy L'Achnasas Orachim Me'akbal Aspenei Shechina, that Achnasas Orachim is even greater than greeting the Shechina. It would seem once we paskin, once we have this memory, if bringing in guests is even greater than greeting the Shechina, so l'chayra would be koshkein that it's greater than sitting in the Beis Medrash. The Rambam paskins like this last memra, that Achnas Lechem is greater than greeting the Shechina, and I think it's a very appropriate Rambam to learn and discuss about, because this Rambam, besides for being a Rambam, is quoted in the Darche Moshe, the Ramah. Unzer Apoisik, the Ramah, brings him down in the Sefer Darche Moshe, the very last piece of Darche Moshe, at the end of Chosh Mish, but he brings down this Rambam, and the Sma follows him in Shulchan Aruch. The Sma brings down that Darche Moshe, who brings down the Rambam. And then later, the Aruch HaShulchan also quotes him in his Sefer. So I think it's very appropriate that we should see this Rambam. The Rambam says, this is a Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yudalid, Halachos of Aleph, through Gimel. He brings down this Gemara of the importance of Achnasas Orachim, and there are many halachos that I think we could learn out from this Rambam, and is very appropriate for us to make a discussion of for this shiur. The Rambam says, starts off mitzvah seishal divrein levaki chaylim lenachem aveilin leitzameh lechmeskalim lebulas orachim. There's a mitzvah mid rabbonon, rabbinical commandment to go and do mitzvahs that to help out others, which are such as bikur chayim, visiting the sick, consoling the avedim, and to go ahead and to do participate in a levoya when they take out a mace, or lahachnis kala, or lilvayt ha'orchim, or to escort the guests. He's referring to the mitzvah we'll see later on. It's a mitzvah that I wanted to escort the guests. He's referring to the mitzvah of hachnasas orachim, taking in guests. and he's just referring to it as lil beis hashem. He refers to it as escorting the guests, because we'll see later on, he makes the focus, the greatest part of Achnasas Orechim, in the opinion of the Rambam, is escorting the guests, and to get involved in Tzorchei Kfuro, and he goes on, and he says, these are the things of chesed, these are the mitzvahs of chesed that a person does with his body, with himself, that there's no end to the amount of that a person is obligated to do. And he says that even though these mitzvahs are derabbanan, but they're included in the haftali re'acha kemoicha. And then he continues like this. He says, the schar, the reward for escorting the guest when the guest is about to leave, is the greatest mitzvah of all these mitzvahs that he mentioned. This is a law that was instituted by Avraham Avinu. This is the way Avraham Avinu did chesed. How did he do it? He fed those people that were traveling and happened to pass by him. And he gave them to drink. When they were finished, he escorted them. Here the Rambam says, our Gemara, the Achnas Orechim is greater than greeting the Shechina. Shenema vayav yinei shleisha anoshim. Ulevoyom yoisim me'achnas oson. He says the Rambam, it's greater to bring in the guests than greeting the Shechina, and it's even greater to escort them when they're ready to leave than bringing them in the first place. Whoever doesn't escort the guest at the end of his visit is as if he is a murderer. And then the Rambam continues, Bezdin will even force people to escort guests. The same way Bezdin forces people to give tzedakah, Bezdin will force people to escort guests. And he says, "Ubezin how you misakni shluchim milveis ha'adam ha'evi mimakim nemakim." They used it in olden times. The bezin would appoint specific people to be escorters of all guests, of all visitors of the city. And if the people in the city were lazy and they weren't doing this job of levoy, of escorting the guests, it was considered as if they were murderers. And he says, even if a person goes and escorts his friend four amis, the amount of four amis, he already gets tremendous chah, tremendous reward. But then he goes on to explain that really there are different shiurim, there are different measurements of how much a person is supposed to escort. A rebbe escorts his talmid until the ibur of the city, until a little bit past the gates of the city. A person to his friend, a regular person who's a friend of his, so he escorts his friend until the end of the Tchum Shabbos, until 2,000 amis out of the city. So a Talmud and a Talmud who's escorting his Rebbe has to go until the shear of a parcel. And if it's a Rabbi Mori, he has to go three parcels. So I'm not going to go into these measurements, because the Rimon Dachim Moshe already says that he found that the Yalkim Arash says that nowadays we don't fear Zuch to go like these measurements of how far a Talmud has to go for his Rebbe. So the Arash only knocked off that a Talmud doesn't have to go for his Rebbe so far. The Chofetz Chaim went even further and he says that the reason why the Marash says that nowadays a Talmud doesn't have to go so far for his Rebbe, because the Rebbe is Moichel. So the Chofetz Chaim says, just like the Rima said that a Talmud doesn't have to go so far for his Rebbe because the Rebbe is Moichel, so too a regular person doesn't have to go so far for his friend because his friend is Moichel. However, the Rima still says that Al-Kaponim, at the very least, a person should still go until the gates of the city were at least four amis. A person should escort his friend at least that much. So we see a few things from this Rambam. First of all, the Rambam, paskin that escorting a guest is as great, is even greater than greeting the Shekhinah. And therefore, the Chayah certainly is greater than learning in the base Medrash, and the Chas Benafkemino, like we saw from the Chofetz Chaim. Second of all, we see that what's even greater than Achnas HaSorachim, the main part, what's the greatest part of the mitzvah of Achnas HaSorachim, is escorting the guest when he's ready to leave. Then we see different measurements. So the big question that many Achrayim discuss and ask is, if it's true that part of the mitzvah of Achnas HaSorachim is to escort the guest, and not only is it part of the mitzvah, it's the greatest part of the mitzvah. If so, the Rambam says that it's greater than all those other mitzvahs that are born of Bikur Cholim. It's greater than the mitzvah that's greater than greeting the Shekhinah. So why is it that we don't see people nowadays escorting the guests? So there's a Sefer Emek Bracha, he's a Talmud of the Brit Kirov, and he went and he asked the Chazon Ish this question, and he said, why is it that we don't find that people are careful to escort guests? Why don't people fear them like this? It's such an important halacha and mitzvah. Why is it that people don't do this? So he said, he asked this to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him, maybe the reason is because the chiyuv to escort a guest is only if he's traveling alone. Nowadays, people travel with other people. They go by bus, they go by train, they go by plane. Even if they go by taxi, they always have a companion. So since they're not traveling alone, almost always, usually they're traveling with a companion, and therefore the companion is the escorter. You only have to escort the person who's traveling alone. That might be a sarkona, another person could attack him, a chayo could attack him in the olden days when he went by foot, or maybe even by horse and buggy. But if he's traveling with others, so he's having other people escort him, he don't have to go and escort him. Chazon Ish said, maybe that's the tarus, and the truth is, he's not the only one that says this tarus. Aruch HaShulchan said the same thing on his own as well. So Aruch HaShulchan in Chayshe Mishpat Simet Tov Chavov, these days, he said that nowadays we don't fear us to go and do Livoyo. He says the reason is because we don't go by foot. People nowadays, they travel by wagon, before the days of cars and trains. And if they travel by wagon, they go with a wagon driver, there's other people there, so therefore you don't have to escort it. Based on this tarot, it would seem that if the guest is traveling alone, if he's driving a car alone, so then there would be the regular chiyuv livoyo, and this whole minig would not help, would not be a tarot, the tarot of the Chazon Ish, the tarot of the Chashulchan would not be sufficient for such cases. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed Chilik Shlishi, the Perek Beis, he also discusses this question. He's also bothered, why is it that people don't fear us to do Livoyo? And he says, it would seem to me that there was a halacha to escort the guest, that's only when the roads aren't labeled. Nowadays, says the Chofetz Chaim, that all our roads have road signs. And all the roads are, there's population all around the road, so there's no sakon of chayos and listim, so then there's no chiyuv to escort the guest. So the Chofetz Chaim continues, yes, that's true, says the Chofetz Chaim. This, I'm only saying this as a limud schus on what people do. And that people don't walk so far, they don't walk until the parcel, they don't walk until the end, past the outside of the city. But says the Chofetz Chaim, First of all, the Chofetz Chaim is mashma. He's only saying it as a yishuv to the minig ha'olam, which is also mashma like that in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said maybe that's why people don't do levoya. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but even this teretz is insufficient to exempt somebody from being melada for ames. Says the Chofetz Chaim, besides for kipshuta, even if we'll accept this explanation, that the reason for levoya, the reason why you have to escort the guest, is because he might get lost on the way, or because he might, you have to give him the chizuk in case he will bump into thieves, or in case he'll bump into chayos, so we want to give him that support, that emotional support, by that we escorted him, so that he'll have the koyach to fight against any enemy that will attack him. We'll say that nowadays our roads are populated, and we'll say that nowadays our roads are full of road signs, and therefore it's unnecessary to escort. But says the Chofetz Chaim, that's only enough for the basic obligation of levoya, which is to escort him all the way past the city, all the way outside the city, past the, until the end of the Tchum Shabbos outside the city. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but there's another part of this obligation, and that is to escort him for Amis. And he says the reason why we have to escort somebody for Amis is because the Gemara is mashma that there's a skula, that if somebody was escorted, no accident will happen to him on the way. So the Chofetz Chaim says, even if we can accept any of these, the Chayyar could go to any of the Terusim that we're saying. Even if we'll exempt people from escorting very far, but for Amis is something that everybody should do. Everybody should escort the guest for Amis. Because like this, it's a skula that the one who got escorted will be saved from any accident. So what comes out is that we have the tirus of either the Chazon Ish and the Orech HaShulchan, that if he's traveling with a companion, you don't have the chiyuv levoya. Maybe, one can rely on that tirus and exempt himself from even escorting four amis. Probably it's better even in such a case to escort at least four amis. But certainly, if the traveler is traveling alone, one should at least escort four amis. Baruch Hashem, that nowadays our roads are populated mostly, and they're full of road signs, and you can add to that that nowadays we have GPSs, and most people can find their way, even though some people still have problems, even after all the road signs and all the GPSs, they still get confused and lost a little bit. And even though our roads are populated, but to a certain extent, what happens if the person is traveling at 3:00 in the morning, or back home from a chasen or whatever it is, and the roads are quite empty? There's plenty of reason and understanding why a person should escort, perhaps, or maybe give proper directions. But at the very, very least, for sure, certainly, if the guest is traveling alone, one should, at the very least, escort for Amos and be mekayim the mitzvah properly. And I think it's worth ending off with a story that the Chofetz Chaim says over there. In this Hagol, over there in the Avos Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim puts in a story. He says he heard that there was a story with one person who always was inviting guests. He always, anybody that was, whenever there was a guest, a visitor in the city, he invited the guest in. And one day, there was a fire in his property, and he lost all his money. The Chofetz Chaim says that everybody was wondering, why is it that this person, who was so careful with the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, wasn't saved? Why didn't he have protection of this mitzvah? If he was so careful about being the kind of this mitzvah, so why didn't the mitzvah protect him? So the Chofetz Chaim says that one of the Gedolei Ador said, the reason why the mitzvah didn't protect him is because he only did achila and shesio. We know that Avraham Avinu, The pasuk says, "Ayita Esha." Avraham Avinu was very careful with his mitzvah of achnosus orechim, and he planted Eshel. Chazal say Eshel is achilo, is Yoshe Tevis, Aleph is achilo, Shin is Shesio, and Lamed is either Levoya or Lino. He gave the guests, he supplied the guests with food, with drink, and with escorting them. So when somebody does that, they have Eshel. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Says the Chafetz Chaim that this Godol Ador said that this person, since he only gave the guest Achilo and Shesio, but without the Lamed, he was left with only Esh. With only Achilo, Shesio, with only Esh, which is Rosh HaTevis, Esh, which is fire. And that's why fire came and destroyed his Nechosim. So, something very important for us to remember that it's Kedai to do the mitzvah fully and escort our guests when they're up to leaving and departing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.